words I gotta run for somebody calls 911. Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned on at home.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 49-year-old man arrested with a loaded gun outside a Trump rally in California has been released on bail.
He was eventually booked into jail on those charges, and eventually he was released. He will have to further his court case in the future.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man was a member of a far-right fringe group that doesn't recognize federal government. Sources say the Secret Service believes it is unlikely he was targeting Trump since he was a major Trump supporter. An Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza has left four people dead and triggered a fire that swept through a tent camp that had been set up for those who had been displaced from their homes. Dozens were severely burned. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics awarded to a trio of economists who delved into the differences in prosperity between nations and researched more about why some countries fail and others succeed. This is ABC News. Police are still piecing together clues after a deadly home invasion outside Detroit. Here's ABC's Perry Russum with details.
Or DTE.
A suspect is on the run and another is in custody after police say the pair was caught on camera in a deadly brazen home invasion.
We're checking for gas leaks.
Surveillance video shows them posing as utility workers to get inside Hussein Murray's home in Rochester Hills, Michigan, an upscale neighborhood north of Detroit, before allegedly brutally killing him in his basement.
One suspect arrested was caught in Louisiana. The victim was the owner of a jewelry store. Police are still trying to figure out if anything was stolen. Cases of whooping cough surging across the country. The CDC now says there are four times as many cases nationwide as last year. Experts think the spike is being caused by vaccinations missed during the pandemic. And for the first time since 1960, both Army and Navy football teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. The teams are a combined 11-0 so far this season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin this week for campaign stops. The Democratic nominee will be in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse on Thursday. That's on top of a pair of stops her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will make in Eau Claire and Green Bay today. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Department of Justice stands ready to defend against challenges to election results in the state. Call told WISN-TV's Upfront Sunday, bipartisan groups need to make clear that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections. And Wisconsin's elk hunting season is officially underway. The State Department of Natural Resources says it's the first time the central zone has been included in the hunt. The DNR received more than 25,000 applicants for elk bull tags. Just 8 were selected for the 2024 season. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe 4th row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical.
Hi, this is Jamore, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 50. Tonight, clearing overnight. Our low, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high back up to 59. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I ought to know the look in another's eyes. Something on their mind. I think I saw that look in a lover's eyes. They were looking in mine. Like we both have found the one we want. We found the one we wanted. Just quit trying. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things a heart could tell a mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll leave my heart this time.
I ought to know the language well. I've heard me tell myself these things before. For something more. Determined not to wind up wondering, was she the one? Well, you never can be sure. So we tell ourselves that what we found.
around. Couldn't wait to grow up, get away and get out on my own. And looking back now, ain't it funny how I've been trying to get back home, yeah. When my low self-esteem needs a man loving me, and I find me a perfect catch, then I see my friends having wild weekends, and I don't wanna be quite so attached. Just assume.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally.
another girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene, it just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Your Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mel McDaniel, baby's got her blue jeans on here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures low to mid-30s across the region, have some areas of frost as well. Cool weather to start the work week. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll have our interview with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden on the situation with Pure Prairie Poultry. Of course, we all know what's been going on since last week and over the weekend with the growers for that company basically abandoned. And they've been trying to move chickens, tens of thousands of them, before they starve. And so we're going to talk with the congressman about that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. Also, later this morning, we'll be talking with 31st Wisconsin Senator, State Senator Jeff Smith. Had a chance to talk with Senator Smith yesterday, and so we're going to talk with him about the state, the lack of the state response to this. And so we'll have that this morning at 9:10. We'll have that this morning at 9:10. Tomorrow morning during the Morning Farm Report, we'll have some comments as well from Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, you and Rabobank were at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. Cheese fell below $2 a pound, butter's below $3, bird flu is on the increase in California. Did you find out any good news there?
Thankfully, it was a beautiful dairy expo. I've been there before when it was snowing, but the weather was quite nice this year. I think spirits were high regardless of some of the recent declines in markets. The most recent September Class 3 payment was among the highest in 2 years, and that coupled with feed costs that are retreating to about the lowest in almost 4 years have farmer margins and profitability quite good and quite high here into the fourth quarter. But yes, as you mentioned, we're watching markets closely. After hitting a record high in September, barrels have come down below $2, blocks as well. So cheese retreating a little bit here into the fall, mostly as expected, though, and closer to those long-term average prices. Butter, the fundamental data is finally catching up to the market, I think. All year, we've seen stronger production and higher stocks versus the past 2 years. So it has seemed that we've had plenty of butter to go around, and I think end users are finally convinced of that. So we've seen that butter price retreat a little bit, falling below $3 a few weeks ago for the first time since May. However, looking ahead, though, I think one of the good news and good pieces of information is even if dairy farmers wanted to increase milk production, replacement heifers are close to record high prices, and there's not much ability to increase cow numbers here now that we're at a multi-year low. So I do think this delay and a resurgence in milk production that could be driven by high profitability right now could keep prices from falling any farther and kind of eliminate some of the margin pressures that we've seen the past 18 months. While markets have come down a little bit, I think it's overall still decent news for dairy farmers over the next few months.
Real quickly, in closing, how serious is this increase in bird flu in California?
Yeah, it's another watch factor. I wish the data was a little bit more clear. We have case numbers, but not necessarily farm sizes. So we don't know if it's 200 cow dairies or 2,000 cow dairies being impacted. Overall, though, any limit in milk production increase is positive for markets. So we'll have to remain watching this.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
For Feedworks USA, I'm John Clark with a very special guest, the 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel.
Allison Dairyland is Wisconsin's official agricultural ambassador. I have the honor of representing our state's $104.8 billion agriculture industry. I travel across the state of Wisconsin and beyond, learning and sharing more about the diverse agriculture industry here in our state of Wisconsin. The process to become Alice, they say, is the most rigorous but rewarding job interview you'll ever have in your life. So thank goodness it's all downhill from here.
And you get to drive a pretty cool car, too.
I do. The Wisconsin Corn Board has a car for Allison Dairyland to drive around. It's very recognizable. It says Allison Dairyland right on the side. It's covered in Wisconsin corn and is fueled by Wisconsin ethanol.
What has been the most interesting, eye-opening thing you've learned as Allison Dairyland?
I love meeting new people, and especially meeting new people who come from various backgrounds. It's really wonderful to meet families who have been dairy farming or just farming for eight generations. And it's also great to meet people who have maybe never seen a cow before, and really getting to bridge that gap between our rural and urban communities in Wisconsin and beyond.
Learning the tremendous diversity of agriculture in Wisconsin is interesting too.
Yes, from cattle to swine, corn, cranberries, Christmas trees, and everything in between. There is so much to love and learn about in Wisconsin.
What's next on your chock full calendar?
Looking forward, I'm really excited to get into some holiday campaigns with some something special from Wisconsin products. I also am just looking forward to doing a lot more school visits. I love getting to schools to talk about Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin agriculture.
Any fun stuff with cheese in the state?
Yes, in March I'll be doing a March Madness cheese bracket in honor of March Madness basketball, so that'll
cheese
be a lot of fun.
Bracket.
Oh yes, you know, we have over 600 styles, types, and varieties of cheeses that we make in Wisconsin, and so we got to pit the best of the best against each other and figure out which cheese comes on top. I think last year it was cheese curds.
Haley Heitzel with Allison Dairyland, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back to folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? But a better class of loser suits me fine. Well, you said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel. And it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already. It's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine. But a better class of loser suits me fine. Yes, a better class of loser just suits me fine.
And why she's on his mind once again. The same old stew, the same old fool, played by the rules but didn't win. There's an old love in his heart that he can't lose. He'd try forgetting, but he knows that it's no use. He's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory. He sits patiently here every night so it can fool him more. His girl, his only world, that string of pearls that slipped away. A thousand eyes, a thousand times, he doesn't mind what they say. He fills a jukebox, then plays the same old song. He fills his glass and then he turns her memory on. But it's a foolhardy memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a foolhardy memory.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, Foolhearted Memory, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 32 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up a cent to 21.04, December up 3 to 20.61, January and February steady, January at 20.26, February 1974. Cheese markets on Friday, barrels up 2 1/4 to 188 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 4 1/4 to 188 3/4. 2 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 262.5. 26 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 135 1/4. No trades. Dry whey down 0.5 to 59.5, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could be mostly mixed after the WASDE report from last week. While it did show some lower beef production due to some of the lighter weights, but again, there's still some demand issues. Hog markets also could open mixed today after that WASDE report. October live cattle opens the day at 188.60, December 187.57, February 188.20. October feeder cattle open at 249.75. November 249.80. January 247.25. October hogs open at 84.07. December 77.65. February 81.15. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans are lower. Wheat markets are mostly mixed. Now, corn and beans much lower, or lower rather, on harvest pressure. Also, the rainfall forecasts for central Brazil also helping to pressure the corn and bean markets. Wheat markets, they're relatively flat this morning. There's really just a lot of consolidation here continuing after the WASDE reports as the market consolidates at the upper end of the trading range. December, March, and May corn all down 2 3/4 this morning. December at 413, March 430 1/4, May 439, new crop 25 down 1.5 to 448.5. November beans and January beans down 4 3/4, November at 10 3/4, January at 10.16 1/4, March down 4 1/4 to 10.30 3/4, new crop 25 down 2 3/4 to 10.53. October soybean meal steady at 316.50. December down $1.70 to 313.40. December soybean oil down 57 cents to 42.76. Chicago wheat, December up a half to 599.5, but March down 1/4 to 621.5. Minneapolis wheat, December up a half to 644.25. March down 0.5 to 664. Energy markets this morning. November crude oil down $1.79 to 73.77. December down $1.71 to 73.14. November gas down 5 cents to 210. December also down 5 cents at 207. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 346, December 351, January 354, new crop 25 at 390. Cash beans 921, December 929, January 934, new crop 25 966. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 345 and 3 quarters, November 355 and 3 quarters, December 365 and 3 quarters, January at 380. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and December corn 368, January 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash in November corn 360. Cash beans 930 and January at 936. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 366, new crop 25, 4 even. Cash beans 905, new crop 25, 966. Red Wing Grains cash corn 375, November 377, April 413, new crop 25 at 412. Cash beans 946, November 960, April 10, 11, and new crop 25, 997. Meanwhile, at Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 363, January 372, cash beans 936, January 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 175, market cows 104 to 125, bulls 129 to 160, calves 170 to 900, beef steers 178 to 415, Holstein steers 154 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 195 and down, ewes and rams 95 and down. Goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Just full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Sinners and believers learn.
got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
On a plane or in your car. So tell me why.
Why
haven't I
haven't I
heard from you?
Why haven't I?
heard from me. Well, there's no problem getting to me, baby. You can dial direct. I got call forward and call wait. You can even call collect. The service man, he told me that my phone was working fine, and I have come to the conclusion trouble isn't with my line. I'm sure the operator will be glad to put you through, so dial 0 for assistance if this all confuses you. So tell me why.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Joining us, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, and had a chance to talk with the congressman about the situation with Prairie Poultry Pride. That is the poultry company that has basically abandoned its farmers, not only in Iowa, Minnesota, but also here in western Wisconsin. And Congressman, the indemnity part of this from USDA, really, for poultry, we have something for dairy, we have something for grain, but poultry and that, yeah, we don't really have too much on that. Is this something that you're going to have to go back to Ag Committee for the Farm Bill and say, hey, we got to add this back in after what's happened?
You're correct. I mean, there's absolutely a black hole in policy when it comes to poultry farming, and I'm really glad that this is brought to my attention so that we can try to fix it. So USDA gave this company like $46 million, and I have no idea where that went. So we need to start looking at this, because if they're getting that much money, that means USDA is screwing up. This is the second time this company's gone under. So we have to make sure that these farmers are compensated, but we're working on a timeline here. So the birds got to continue to be fed. So we're trying to make sure that feed is going to the birds, to the flocks. And then we got to help find a processor to get them processed. And then we have to find out how to reimburse our farmers for what they should have been paid for out of this company. So it's really kind of a three-step plan that we're working on here. We just had G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the Ag Committee, on the speakerphone. That's why I'm so proud to be the first member of Congress from the state of Wisconsin over a decade on the Ag Committee, because I can literally pick up my phone and call GT. We just had a good conversation, all of us, inside this barn. So if you guys are having issues with this, any of our poultry producers, I want you to reach out directly to my office.
I know that some of these producers haven't been paid since April, and so, I mean, this is, and, you know, some producers are spending $20,000 a week for feed themselves that the company was supposed to be taking care of. Again, is this something for the Farm Bill that we need to add in? You need to add an amendment, because this is the black hole.
Right. What we're doing right now is that my phone just rang in my pocket. That's Ashley Hinson. So I've been talking to our my counterparts, my colleagues in Iowa and Minnesota also, to make sure that we look at this globally. I mean, my primary concern, obviously, is the 3rd Congressional District, but if we have any poultry producers in the state of Wisconsin that this is affecting, I want you to reach out directly to my office and we'll sort out the stuff later. So primarily what we're going to do is make sure that these flocks remain healthy, because the farmers are stepping out and they're paying out of their pocket after they haven't been paid since April, as you correctly pointed out. They're taking care of these animals, and that's what farmers do. We got to understand that the animal welfare is first and foremost on these farmers' minds, and I applaud them for that. I mean, they're literally paying $20,000 a week out of their pocket to feed these animals, so that's great. And then the policy stuff, we're going to have to get down into it and look at it very seriously and see what we can affect, because the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa, they have a safety net for poultry growers. The state of Wisconsin doesn't. That means I got to get with Governor Evers' office and say, hey, man, we're going to have to look at this and see if we can have a statewide safety net for all of our agriculture industry. So I was unaware that that didn't exist here in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of work to do here.
You mentioned that $46 million. From what I understand, it was to reopen a processing plant in Iowa. Again, because of the pandemic, we had, you know, hey,
I want you to know where that money went. So talking to GT, we have opened up an oversight investigation into that company, and we're going to look at the USDA and that company. I want to know where that money went, because that money should have gone to these farmers to pay for these birds.
Well, I guess going farther back, though, I mean, they got the $46 million a couple of years ago. I guess my question is what's the policy on who gets the money to start a processing plant? That's my question is okay, what are the boxes that have to be checked before they're even approved for the money in the first place?
Exactly. I don't know that answer. And if someone at the USDA is cutting essentially $50 million worth of checks to companies and they're not making sure that they're going to be solvent, that person at the USDA needs to get fired. And they need to be held directly accountable, because that $50 million should have gone to our farmers and to the feed suppliers. That's where it should have gone. I don't know if it went into some executive's pocket. If it did, that's got to change. So yeah, we got a lot of work ahead to make sure that this problem doesn't happen again. But again, immediately right now, what we're doing is making sure that we can help these farmers do what they do best, and that is to humanely raise animals.
That's Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Cooler weather to start the week in our ag weather forecast, but a warming trend will develop midweek, which will bring temperatures back to above normal levels through the upcoming weekend. Now, there'll also still be some elevated fire weather conditions as well Wednesday and Thursday, as it will become breezy. The next chance of area-wide rainfall comes late Friday into Saturday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy and a chance of showers late, 50% chance, and areas of frost expected. Lows 28 to 33, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. North winds at 6 to 11. We'll see an isolated chance of some precipitation. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 40, 3%. The north winds at 7 to 12 and about 10 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Thursday, sunny, warmer, highs 65 to 70. Friday, sunny, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 65 to 70.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
When the forecast calls for frost, pay attention to the forages your cattle are grazing on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture. But that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.